announced at a press conference in Brussels Tuesday, the $4.6 million in aid to Haiti brings to more than $12 million the European Union has earmarked for the impoverished island this year. The EU says the assistance will help provide food, health care, clean water, and hygiene to about 1.5 million people in Haiti and will focus on women, children, and small farmers. John Clancy, a spokesman for the European Commission, the EU's executive branch, says the assistance comes on top of other international aid for Haiti. On Monday, the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization announced it was distributing seeds and tools to thousands of Haitian farmers.
3 million to address the continued difficult social and economic situation, particularly for the vulnerable populations on the island. Haiti, as you're aware, is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Recent instability there has, of course, compounded the difficult situation the population has been facing, particularly since April's troubles linked to the increase in the food price globally and particularly in Haiti.
Soaring food prices led to deadly riots in Haiti in April that forced the country's prime minister to resign. Experts say the political void compounded Haiti's problems, leaving the Caribbean country unable to sign foreign aid deals. Relief agencies have complained of problems shipping food and supplies to Haiti. The situation has become so dire, there are reports of people eating mud cakes in some slums. Relief workers hope matters will be eased with the Haitian Senate's ratification of Michel Pierre-Louis as the country's new prime minister last week, making her only the second woman to hold that office in Haiti. Spiraling food prices have led to hard times and unrest in a number of developing countries. Last month, the European Commission approved a plan to give $1.5 billion to farmers in Africa to cope with high food prices and boost production of food crops there. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.